I reported on this back in November of 2020, November the 10th, actually. I talked about the fact that Palantir, at that point in time, had been given by Trump Operation Warp Speed contracts to track people. One of the things that Palantir was always involved in was a different kind of AI, anticipatory intelligence, pre-crime, if you will. And so I talked about this and the fact that they'd already been given contracts to do this domestically. Palantir was had already made a lot of money from the Pentagon and the Department of Defense to identify enemies abroad and that type of thing to do geospatial intelligence. Geospatial intelligence, again, is not just about finding people in foreign countries. If you think that's what it's about, if you think that's what Palantir is about, then you must believe all the lies about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA Act. Oh, we're not spying on Americans? Never. No, they've been spying on Americans from their inception, the CIA and the NSA. That's why they had the FISA Act. And then they used the FISA Act to give them a legal beard and plausible deniability to say that, well, we're not breaking the law. Hey, there, even if they had been given authorization to spy on people, as, you know, Machiavelli and Mike Johnson has been doing to expand this, even with that, it's still unconstitutional. Fourth Amendment's pretty clear. I don't care how many laws they pass. I don't care how many FISA acts they do. I don't care if they set up FISA courts and the rest of the stuff. You don't have a search warrant, then it doesn't have any legal authority. That's why the Constitution is still important, because it puts a big, glaring red X on these laws and these politicians who violate their oath to the Constitution. So, anticipatory intelligence was something that they were always working with, domestically and abroad. Domestically, they want to identify people, and they were very explicit about it. They want to identify people by their politics and their religion. Oh, well, we got to do that because we got these radical Islamicists out there. We got to identify politics and religion. Is that who they're really focused on? They're opening up the southern border to radical Islamicists, right? They're really looking for your religion and your politics, and you know which religion they're after, don't you? It's not Islam. And it's not the liberal politics. It's not the Marxist politics that they're after either, is it? So now this new news, I'm going to give you background on, well, let me do the background first. So this is a report, most of a report, not all of it, but it was a report that I did back in 2014, 10 years ago. And 5 years ago, in 2019, I was reminding people of this even before, and I do it periodically, try to remind people what Palantir is about. This is Alex Karp. This is Palantir. These are the people who have just been given a contract by the Pentagon to run all artificial intelligence.
Much has been said about the big tech companies that were implicated in this slide from Edward Snowden's documents. It's eroded confidence in their integrity and damaged their business. But what about the PRISM program itself, where people are profiled by data mining the intercepted digital communications? Some have suspected that the company behind PRISM is Palantir. I've often thought that the Palantir from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings were the perfect metaphor for the internet. In the book, the Palantir were crystal balls that allowed the possessors to communicate and to see things. Eventually, they fell into the hands of the evil forces, and using a Palantir not only revealed you to the villain, Sauron, represented by the all-seeing eye, but also allowed him to learn where you were and look into your mind and your soul. A great metaphor for people who are trying to use the internet for legitimate purposes, and the government spooks who create profiles of people as they're using it. Although Palantir has a program called PRISM, and although its function is exactly like that shown in the slide, they have denied the allegations. The company, Palantir, was created with funding from NQTEL, a venture capital company created by the CIA, and with funding from PayPal billionaire Peter Thiel. Palantir's CEO Alexander
Karp. Now you know why
Karp
PayPal was after me.
PayPal. Both Thiel and Karp were attendees at Bilderberg this year as they focused on big data. Palantir company profiles from the Wall Street Journal in 2009 and Business Week in 2011 emphasized Palantir's connection to the military-industrial complex, and to data mining for terrorist profiling. Palantir self-consciously emphasizes to its employees its connection to Middle Earth mythology. Whether or not Palantir's PRISM program is the PRISM program, Palantir was created by the CIA and globalist banksters, serves as a tool for the banksters and the CIA, and was named after Sauron's surveillance tool. But questions are now being asked about PayPal's involvement with the CIA and the NSA that go beyond Palantir and the PRISM program, and call into question the integrity of PayPal's Pierre Omidyar's newly announced journalism venture with Glenn Greenwald. Whistleblower Sabelle Edmonds is asking why we've seen nothing in the leaked Snowden documents about PayPal's involvement with the NSA. A retired NSA official contacted Sabelle Edmonds and told her that the Snowden document cache contains extensive information about the NSA working not just with major internet companies, but with financial institutions, especially PayPal. Banks have long been a surveillance arm of the government, if for no other reason than to collect taxes. But it appears that PayPal's relationship goes much deeper than just financial reporting. The Snowden documents are slowly being doled out by Glenn Greenwald, who has announced that he'll be partnering with PayPal owner Pierre Omidyar. About 2 months ago, Omidyar announced that he was going to become a philanthropist patron of investigative journalism, which is very strange given his contempt for whistleblowers and his company's persecution of WikiLeaks and Anonymous. As Sabelle Edmonds points out, Omidyar published this tweet in 2009. Anybody who publishes stolen information should help catch the thief, shouldn't publish it in the first place. And less than a year later, Omidyar's PayPal was conspiring with none other than Palantir to strangle WikiLeaks financially and to attack Glenn Greenwald. PayPal subsequently froze WikiLeaks funds and funds to Bradley Manning's defense. In protest, some hacktivists that identified with Anonymous, now known as the PayPal 14, began a denial-of-service attack against the PayPal website, not the PayPal service. Supporters characterized the protest as a digital sit-in. PayPal pushed for felony charges, 15 years, and $500,000 fines each. Omidyar's PayPal partner doubled down on this interview with Charlie Rose even after the Snowden leaks.
I am probably uncharacteristically pro-national security agencies, writ large, and NSA in particular. Despite the fact that they would not hire me at some point, I actually wanted to work for the NSA, and I was not a U.S. citizen, and that I just fundamentally trust the national security establishment to care about the citizens. It's a trade I would be willing to make.
Security and liberty.
Security and privacy.
Privacy.
There you go. There you go. That's all the time we've got for that report. But I've got, when we come back, I'll tell you how Palantir, CIA-backed, CIA-created Palantir, you heard the guy, well, I'd be more than willing to trade liberty for security. I love national security. Doesn't love liberty. He's not, by nature, an American. Not by birth. And not by the values that he holds. Now they're being used in the streets of L.A. Yes, Palantir is now being used here domestically. Not just by banks, not just by the military and the CIA, but here on the streets. And we'll tell you how it's being used when we come back. Stay with us. All right, getting back to Palantir. What are they doing now? I played you that report back in 2014. Oh, that was just a radical conspiracy theory, right? You know, they have a PRISM program. And guess who the first corporation was that got on to the PRISM program, according to the NSA slides, back in 2012, I think, maybe? Or was it earlier than that? Anyway, it was Microsoft, I know, was the very first one to get on there. Now, who is it that DARPA is turning to push NewsGuard and ElectionGuard? Who is it that they've given $10 million to push ElectionGuard? Oh, none other than Microsoft. Isn't it interesting? And, of course, the CIA, very publicly creating a venture capital firm. One of their biggest success stories was Palantir. And now it's being used, as Zero Hedge reports, on the streets of Los Angeles to root out criminals. They said it's something like straight out of the movie Minority Report. Yes, it is. And quite frankly, this isn't anything new. Going back to the late 1990s as they were creating these.
And, of course, you've heard me say that many times, haven't you? I was talking about what had happened. Played the report from 2014. That's my report from 2019. Not much has changed. They put Palantir on the streets of LA to root out the criminals. Why? Because when you arrest them, the Soros district attorney lets them out. Why do you need to root them out if you're going to release them out without doing anything at all? That's what's going on there with the DAs. But again, going back and looking at that, is it any wonder that PayPal came after me after I had been using them only for about 4 months, five months. It was May of 2021. They had come after Assange. They'd come after WikiLeaks. PayPal is very aggressive. That guy Max there, you know, he says, oh, you trade off liberty for security, and goes, well, no, he doesn't even think about liberty. Liberty's dead, dead, dead to Americans. They don't even think about it. He says, no, liberty or security versus privacy. You're not going to have any security. You're not going to have privacy, rather, because we got to have security. And understand, the security is not for you. It's job security for them, and it's keeping them secure from being discovered for the crimes that they commit. It's their security. National security is their security, not your security. They will take you to war. They will get you shot and killed. They'll have your country bombed. It's not about national security. It's not about protecting the border. They don't want to use all of these surveillance tools to protect the border. You look at how sophisticated their surveillance tools are. You look at how sophisticated their international databases are. Don't tell me there's nothing they could do at the border. They don't want to do anything at the border. You understand, right? And, of course, Peter Thiel. You know, that I first did that report in 2014. Within 2 years, Peter Thiel was making his speech to support Trump, right? Part of the PayPal mafia. As a matter of fact, Thiel was considered to be the godfather of the PayPal mafia. Most of these guys, after they left PayPal, they became venture capitalists. That's why they call them the PayPal mafia. So now what are they doing? Well, now they have something called Open Data and Applications Government-Owned Interoperable Repositories. Okay? And so they came up, they dropped the open, so they could take these letters, and that doesn't really say much of anything, does it? But when you apply the Pentagon rules for creating acronyms to it, what they get is DAGR, D-A-G-I-R. Oh, okay. It's a dagger. You know what this dagger is? The Pentagon with its artificial intelligence and Palantir. You know what that dagger is? It's a sword of Damocles hanging over our heads. This is not about national security. This is your government weaponized against you. This is Big Brother government. And this is their dagger. Yeah, I'm leaning over to the side of, security, always security, job security, financial security for these people. No security for you. If you have no privacy, folks, you have no security. If you have no liberty, you have no security. If you have no liberty, you're a slave. Well, they may lock me down. They may lock me up. Ah, I'm safe, right? No, you're not safe even under those conditions. To the extent that you give up your liberty, to that extent, you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. So they could have, if they kept the open there, they could have called it O-D-A-G-I-R. Maybe they could kind of arrange it a little bit. Odd, a grift. It wouldn't be odd. Grifts are always coming out of the Pentagon. So Palantir will provide dagger over our heads, held to our throats, noting that they are going to allow industry and government to ingest data together. Think of it as this giant sucking sound in Washington, sucking all the information they can about you, sucking all of your money, sucking all of your liberty, all of your privacy. And to bring in third-party vendors to do this as well. The dagger contract announcement came a day after the DOD awarded Palantir a $480 million contract for its Maven smart system prototype. Palantir said the award will allow it to make licenses of their AI-enabled operating system available through the Department of Defense.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.